love that song. Amen. All right. Take your Bibles this morning. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 3, please. 2 Peter chapter 3. If you need to borrow a Bible, if you lift your hand, our ushers will see if they can get you one to borrow. While you're here, we are going to use our Bibles more than normal on a Sunday morning sermon. This sermon will be a little bit different than a typical Sunday morning sermon. It will be a kind of a Bible study slash sermon type of a sermon. So I think we'll be able to teach you something that will hopefully be a help to you. And so that's what our goal is, obviously, always. But I think this is some good truths here that we need to learn. 2 Peter chapter 3, or a good truth here we need to learn. 2 Peter chapter 3 in the New Testament, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, we'll give you another 60 seconds here to find that. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. 2 Peter 3, 18. Have that, we'll ask you to stand and stretch in honor for the reading of God's Word. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. The Bible says this, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Let's pray, and then you may be seated. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask you this morning now to help us to learn, Father, the truth that I'm going to give. Fill me with thy sweet Holy Spirit. Use me to be able to teach it and preach it. And I pray for these folks to be able to receive it in all Holy Spirit fullness. We pray for that now. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 18 says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Grow in grace, or grow in what God offers you that you do not deserve. That's the key. Amen. God did not say to grow in works. We'll get to that in a moment. But He didn't say to grow in works. The truth is, folks, nobody grows by works. Amen. We grow by, guess what? Grace. By grace. Amen. Now, we sustain our growth by works, but we do not grow by works. We grow by grace, or in grace, if you want to put it that way. And so it's in grace or by grace. Amen. We grow, and that's what we don't deserve. Amen. We don't deserve to get that growth. Amen. So it's by grace or in grace, amen, that we get it. God's people do not accomplish growth any other way. It's not by works. The redeemed sustain what they do and accomplish all by grace. Amen. And then works come, amen. But we do not sustain growth by greater works. We are saved by grace through faith in who? Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ, yep. And we grow by grace through faith in who then? Christ, right? Amen. We do and accomplish by works because of what? Grace. Amen. Because of our faith in Christ. I hope you're following me. I'm trying to make it clear. Well, that's a lot of words, but if you're grasping what I'm saying, works come from growth. Growth comes by grace, and grace comes by faith in Christ. When our works get ahead of grace, you know what happens? You cease to grow. Amen. You cease to grow. Take your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 5. Like I said, we're going to look up several verses this morning. I don't like to slow down the sermon that way sometimes, but sometimes it's necessary because I want to teach you this and I want you to look at it instead of me just reading it to you. A lot of times you'll get more out of it that way. But Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48. Matthew chapter 5, the first book of the Gospels. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48. 8. Matthew 5:48 says this, be ye therefore, guess what it says? Perfect, doesn't it? Even as your Father which is in heaven is what? Perfect. So in other words, the flow of the sentence here, be therefore what? Perfect, right? Could say be becoming perfect, right? Or be on your way, because the word perfect is a word for what? Maturity. Or become a mature, becoming mature. Like that. Or be on your way to maturity. So be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. God is saying this, be on your way to becoming perfect. Or being perfect. So when you do, guess what? You will mature, amen, and you will be like who? What was the verse teaching? You'll be like who then? Like the Heavenly Father. Yeah? You'll be like the Heavenly Father. Now pay attention closely because I'm heading someplace. God's saying be on your way to becoming perfect. So when you do, you'll become mature like your Heavenly Father's mature. Because he's mature, amen. He's fully mature. No doubt about that. Say, I can hear it now. But preacher, that'll never happen. Preacher, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. Okay. But you could be on your way to becoming that way. Right? You could be on your way. You cannot quit growing in grace if you are to obey the Scripture. Amen. If you're to obey that Scripture we just read, then you can't quit growing in grace. So you're to always be growing. That means you haven't reached your maturity level yet. Because you're to always be growing. Well, if you were to reach your maturity level, what would you be? You'd be perfect. And then you'd be like who? The Father. Perfect. But wait a minute, we can't be just yet. We'll get to that. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. First John 3, 2. First John 3, 2. The Bible says this. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be what? Like him, right? For we shall see him as what? He is, right? So, when will I be mature? The Scripture says when we are like him, amen? So I'm not mature now, and you are not mature now, but we're not fully grown as Christians yet. At this moment, amen. But when we are, we will be like who? Him. Like him. Amen. Like him. Don't forget that. So the answer is to be, or the key rather, is to be growing and not grown yet. To be growing and not grown yet. So if the Bible says, and we read a little bit ago, be therefore what? Perfect. Right? Then I am to be becoming mature or on my way to maturity. So my job as a believer is to continually be growing. But not full grown, but to continually be growing. On my way, heading that direction to be growing. And I realize that, guess what? Be therefore perfect. So therefore I'm to becoming mature, and I'm a way to becoming mature, realizing in that way that I am not mature until the rapture comes. Amen. Every person who is redeemed is immature to some extent. Everyone who is a Christian is not mature at all. Everyone. Yeah, but there are no exceptions. So I'm the exception. That's your problem. We'll get to you in a moment. You're not the exception. Look at Romans chapter 8 and verse 23. Romans 8:23. Romans 8:23. The Bible says this, Romans 8:23. I'll give you another moment. I still have a lot of pages turning. I want you to see these verses. Then I'll give you some points here in just a few moments. But Romans chapter 8 and verse 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. We're in Romans chapter 8, verse 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for, here, look at it, the adoption, to wit, and guess what it says? The redemption of our body. So the redeemed will be totally mature when our bodies will be redeemed. Amen. That's what the verse is teaching. Amen. When will our bodies be redeemed? The answer is at the rapture of the saints. That's the answer. Amen. We are commanded by God to grow in grace until the rapture, until you become like your heavenly Father. When we will become like the Father. Amen. It'll be at the rapture. How will this occur? It'll happen in the redemption of our bodies. So apparently, the thing that fights that growth and hinders that growth is what then? Our flesh. That's what hinders our growth as Christians. Amen. Assuming you're saved this morning, amen. You got to have Christ in your heart as your personal Savior in order to be able to be a true Christian, amen. And I just talked to somebody just recently, said that they didn't know they were going to heaven, but they said, but God speaks to me and the Holy Spirit speaks to me and I know He's with me and all of that, but I don't know I'm going to heaven. I don't know He's going to heaven, no. And He's not saved either, and God doesn't speak to Him either. And the Holy Spirit's not with Him either because He doesn't have Christ. But once you're saved, you're a Christian, the job is to grow, amen, but you don't reach some level where you're growing then or fully growing in this life here. Some people think they're mature Christians. Wait a minute, be careful about that statement. Some people may be more mature than others, but there isn't any mature Christians here. Because we're all growing, because we haven't reached maturity yet. Give us some points here, because you're just itching to write something down. Number one. And then the rest of you are sleeping anyway, so. Number one. There are no mature Christians on the face of the earth. There are no mature Christians on the face of the earth. I am not a mature Christian. You are not a mature Christian. None of us will be mature Christians until we awaken His likeness. Remember 1 John 3:2, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. At the redemption of our body, we will become mature. Amen. Got to get rid of this flesh. There are no mature Christians on this planet right now. We are commanded to grow in grace, and such a command demands continual growth, and the opposition to such growth is our flesh. Our flesh is what is in opposition to such growth and what hinders us from growth. There is no command, though, to be grown right now, but there is a command to grow right now. There is a difference in that statement. Not grown. Grown means you've reached it. So we're not fully grown yet. That's the title of our sermon this morning, amen? Not fully grown yet. So it's not the amount of growth, but the fact that growing takes place, and that's what's pleasing to God. That's what's pleasing to God. Let me give you a second point this morning. Number two is this. There are no mature Christians in heaven right now. Say, what? I'll explain. There are no mature Christians in heaven right now. That's point number two. There are no mature Christians in heaven right now. The rapture has not yet taken place, folks. And thus the redemption of our bodies of the redeemed has not occurred on earth and in heaven yet. So those in heaven do not yet have their glorified bodies. Now they don't have any sin up there. But wait a minute. They don't have their glorified bodies yet. Why? Because the rapture is necessary to take place for that to happen. So what does that mean? That means the great old-time preacher D.L. Moody is not fully grown yet, even though he's in heaven. He's not a mature Christian yet. The evangelist Billy Sunday is in heaven, but he's not a mature Christian. Charles Haddon Spurgeon's in heaven, but he's not a mature Christian. B.R. Lankin, Bill Rice, John R. Rice, Lester Roloff, Lee Robinson, Jack Hiles, so many others we can mention. They're in heaven, but they're not mature Christians right now. They're still growing. They don't have the redemption of their body yet. They don't have their new glorified body yet. No. The old flesh hinders our growth here on earth. The absence of the new glorified body hinders their growth in heaven. That's what hinders them from being full grown up there. Amen. Number three. I know this is all foreign to you. Number three, there are only growing Christians and non-growing Christians on earth. There are only growing Christians and non-growing Christians on earth. Now, we're taking the saved out of the equation. We're just talking about Christians. There's only growing Christians and non-growing Christians here on earth. The question is, for us, are we growing? That's the question. Until the rapture, there's growing and non-growing Christians. The truth is, we're all learning and we're all growing. In heaven, they are still growing. They are still growing up there. Hey, at the Bema Seat Judgment in the Bible times, there was an adoption ceremony that took place. And that's where the miners got their outer garment, the toga berillas, replaced with what they called a toga pretexto, which is to indicate the completion of the adoption process that would take place. And you know what would happen at that Bema Seat Judgment when they switched those robes? Here's what would take place. They would then declare them from being a minor to what they called a major. In other words, they've reached maturity. Interesting, isn't it? And we'll get raptured and go to heaven and get a new glorified body and go to the Bema Seat Judgment, won't we? Get rid of this old fleshly robe and get a new robe, amen. That's when we'll go from minor to major. That's when we'll finally be mature. Amen. That's where we're heading. That's where we're heading. Amen. Everything in the Bible, everything's relevant. Amen. Everything's relevant. Old Testament things are relevant. Amen. It's a picture of what's going to happen in the future in heaven. Amen. So at the rapture, this will happen to all God's children. We'll be at the judgment seat of Christ immediately after the rapture. Amen. So the command of God is to what? Not be fully grown, but to grow. To grow in grace. Amen. So thus, growing in grace on earth, those in heaven growing in grace, that's what God wants. Number four. The redeemed will enter heaven at the same spiritual level of growth that they left earth. The redeemed will enter heaven at the same spiritual level of growth that they left earth. At whatever level God's children are spiritually, and whatever level of growth there is, that will be revealed when they enter into heaven. So God's people will not know any more Bible than they know when they exit this life. Why? Because you only need to continue to grow when you step from this shore to the next. If you do not praise God here, you're probably not going to praise Him there. If you take a trip today from Lincoln to Omaha, you ain't going to be any smarter when you arrive in Omaha than you were when you left Lincoln today. If you go to heaven tomorrow, you'll not be any smarter in heaven than you were when you left this side over here. You have to continue to grow. Number five. Do not attempt to be grown. Attempt to grow. Do not attempt to be grown. Attempt to grow. There's nothing more sickening than a Bible college freshman theologian or sophomore or whatever, know-it-all. And truth is, they don't know hardly anything. But all of a sudden, they're mature. All of a sudden, they think they're spiritually mature. They think they're grown. Don't ever be a know-it-all, folks. He or she who thinks they're mature actually is not. Learn something new every day is my life's motto. Amen. Now is the time to learn more Bible. Now is the time to learn more about God. Now is the time to pray more. Now is the time to learn about loving. Now is the time to do more for God with what we know. Amen. Dig through the Scriptures and allow the Holy Spirit of God to teach you some truth from the Bible. Amen. It's not how much you know, but it's how much you are learning. So it's about growing. It's about growing. It's not whether you arrive, it's whether you are still arriving that counts. It's not the amount of growth. Remember, Paul didn't arrive, amen? It's the process of growing that's important. Number six. You like number five, so we'll move on to number six. Those who think they are mature are really non-growing Christians. Those who think they are mature are really non-growing Christians. They've mistaken maturity for seniority. They've mistaken maturity for what's probably a plateau. God deliver me from these suave people like that, right? These these charter church members at some places where they think they know everything because, after all, they've been in the church there for, what, 30 years or however long the church has been around, you know, something like that. Suave pastors who think they know everything. Suave deacons, right? And suave deacons. And we heard about the deacon this morning that was, I introduced myself to somebody, they left now, they said, oh, you're not the pastor, they said, oh, you're the pastor, I said, yeah, they said, oh, okay, they said, and that guy upstairs, I said, I really appreciate listening to the deacon up there, and, but listen, folks, the truth of the matter is that nobody is mature based on any position they hold, or based on anything else, whether they're a Sunday school teacher, whether they're a deacon. He's not the deacon, by the way, right now, but he has been before. Anyway, the guy, I don't know how to phrase it, I guess. But anyway, I think he must have thought he was the pastor before that. But anyway, it doesn't matter what position anybody holds. That doesn't make them mature. Not at all. Not at all. Got to be careful of that. Got to be careful of that. Let's see. What number are we on? Let's see. Oh, growth is important, folks. Don't be a know-it-all. Amen. We're on number six, aren't we? Those who think they are mature are really non-growing Christians. Amen. Now, think about this. A know-it-all Christian, you know what they really are? They're really a dead Christian. Because if they're a know-it-all, think about this. They think they know everything. You can't tell them anything. They can't go anywhere and learn anything because I know. I know about that already. You know, I over the years have dealt with people and they'll say, oh, pastor or preacher, I know about that. I've learned about that before. There isn't anything you could teach me about that because I already know about that. And I said, well, you should listen and see. And, you know, it amazes me. Then they come back and say, well, I got to admit, I did learn something new about that. I'd never heard it put quite like that before. People have said it to me multiple times over the years. Because I think we get this certain mindset that we, and I'm not saying all those people are dead Christians, but they get this mindset, oh, I already know about that subject, so, you know, what more could I need to learn about it? Wait a minute, folks. There's so many things. So many things. And just somebody in my Sunday school class was telling me today about how they heard, you know, the breakdown of the Sunday school lesson and stuff I gave from the scriptures there, different than before. Folks, you never stop learning. There's always things. There's always things to learn. Always things. We can never think that we're mature. We have to grow or die, folks. That's the only answer. Amen. It's imperative that God's people avoid becoming like the Dead Sea. Amen. You know what the Dead Sea was all about? Think about this. What do you know about the Dead Sea? It had an inlet, but what? No outlet. So what did it do? It stank, had a stench, was stale. You know why? Because it just kept taking in, but never gave out. Christians are like that. Just take in, fill up our pockets, and our pockets get pretty full, but they never give anything out. Just fill up the pockets. Huh. Our problem is after a while, they're just getting full, but they ain't giving nothing out. They just, like that Dead Sea, they're dead. Dead. The smell, Dead Sea has a smell, it has a stench, amen. It's kind of the same way with dead Christians. That's a stench to God. Amen, it's a stench to God. Grow or die, amen. Hey, number seven. God's people grow in grace periods. Let's say that. God's people grow in grace periods. Sunday school, Sunday morning preaching, Sunday night preaching, Wednesday night preaching, Bible study, church-wide soul winning on Thursday nights, prayer time, Bible reading time, giving time, teaching time. All those are periods of living in grace. Those are all periods of when a child of God can grow. 1 Peter 2:21, for even, you know what, take your Bibles, let's turn to that. We'll have you look that up. 1 Peter 2:21. So number seven, God's people grow in grace, in grace periods, sorry. For even here unto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his what? Steps, right? It did not say that we should arrive at his destination, but we are to follow his what? Steps. Amen. When we do so, those are periods of grace. Every step is a period of grace that you can learn and grow from. The problem with, it's like a baseball game, bless God. You want to go from hitting the ball to first base, and you want to skip second and third and go to home plate. But the problem is, when you skip second and third, you're missing out on some things. When you skip, you can't play the game that way anyway, they'll call you out, but it don't work that way. People want to try to do it that way because we live in an impatient world, an impatient society. We don't want to, so we get to the point where we're hurry, 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 and then we think we're somewhere where we're not. And wait a minute, follow his steps, you'll get to your destination. Remember the old adage, make hay while the sun shines. Amen. The real question is, are we growing? Are we growing? Some this morning stop growing because they think they have arrived. If they think they have arrived, then they won't grow. This is like someone who will never come forward at the church invitation time. Never. First off, we get poisoned by these churches that use it just for sinners walking the aisle, and that's why nobody wants to come forward, because they think it means you're getting saved if you're going forward. That's not what the church is for. Christians, not sinners. Amen. We're all sinners, but we're saved sinners. We go out there to find the lost people. Amen. Now we have some come in here, and they'll get saved here, and that's great. I'm not against that. But that's not what the main crux of what we're doing here is. I don't know how many churches are wasting their Sunday morning services because they don't preach and teach on something that will help their people grow. Amen. But the truth of the matter is we don't want to come forward. Pride holds us back, so forth. But part of it is because, why would someone never have to come forward at a church invitation? Because they think their spirits are mature, that's why. Because their spirits are mature, and if their spirits are mature, they think they're spiritual. But they say, well, I'm spiritual. Well, the truth is, there's different levels of spirituality, folks, and some people are more spiritual than others, or spiritual growth, if you want to put it like that. But nobody in this room is spiritual. No, that would mean that you're like the Father. You ain't like the Father, trust me. And neither am I. We're working on becoming that way and going that direction, but we're not there. None of us have arrived yet. But you know what they've really done? They've reached a plateau. They've reached a plateau, and they think they're where they're at. And they think they've gotten to their level. And that's a problem because they'll never go any farther than that plateau. Because as long as they maintain that plateau, as long as they're at that plateau, they're all right. But then the problem is what they've really done is they've stopped growing. And when they stop growing, they're just stuck. But pretty soon, guess what? They're just taken in. Just taken in. Just taking it. They're just like that Dead Sea. Sure stinks. It's got a stench to it. It's got a stench to it. They reach that plateau. And at that plateau, they mistakenly think that they're spiritual now. And here's why they do that? So why do they do that, preacher? Because we do just what the Bible tells us not to do. We compare ourselves among ourselves. We look at somebody else here and we say, yeah, I'm glad, Lord, that I don't live like that person does. I'm glad, God, that we do that inside. I'm glad I'm not like them, Lord. I'm glad that you've blessed me. And this church is really lucky to have me. They could have all kinds of people like that person over there. We compare ourselves among ourselves. The Bible says not to do that. The Bible says we do not well when we compare ourselves among ourselves. That's not our job. We should be looking at Him. And when we look at Him, hey, that's what happened to Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6, remember? Amen. Once he looked up and he realized the condition of God, and then looked in within and looked at himself, and he realized he was a man of unclean lips. That's what happened. He finally humbled himself. Amen. He finally humbled himself. Let's be careful about that. We want to make sure that we're growing. Amen. Just because we may have less sins than somebody else doesn't mean we're spiritual. What it means is we might be growing, and we might be growing at a faster rate. We might be at a different level than they are. But amen, we haven't arrived yet. We haven't arrived yet. There is no mature Christians in this church, only ones who are growing and not growing. And I hope that we'll all be the growing kind. Let's stand to our feet.